This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
A little bit of background, because I thought that might be of help. CLG had some funding under the Efficiency and Transformation Capital Fund, which all sits under the National Improvement and Efficiency Fund. And that funding supports things like the REAPs, for example, as well as other work. But they had some funding, and they talked to us about how we might make best use of that for local authorities to further improvement work to help local authorities continue to transform services so that they're much more customer-centric. And, you know, what we wanted to do was not reinvent the wheel, or indeed, you know, not completely pick something different that was of no interest to local authorities, but it was very much saying, let's look at some good practice that's already happening in local authorities and let's see if we can build on that in order to make this this funding as effective as possible. They also wanted us to get some initial projects going. That's why we've got six up and running, and Phil's is one of them, so that we could feedback on progress into the PBR for ministers, because they wanted to see you know, how this fund is actually beginning to make an impact. What the customer-led transformation is really aiming to do, it's to better understand and engage with customers, citizens, communities, so that we can continue to redesign services that are going to be more accessible and more joined up, bringing the right partners together around particular customer groups. So that was the objective, and that's how why we developed this criteria, which is very much about saying that you're working in partnership with relevant local partners around your shared customer group, so it's cross-cutting. Ultimately, it's about trying to deliver a more effective and efficient service. So it's about promoting the efficiency work that's been going on. And equally, it's going to actually complement work that the local authorities and partners have already signed up for. So you've got LLA priorities, and it's about supporting maybe one of those particular priority themes or particular customer group covered by one of those themes. And ultimately, it's about making it better for the citizen in terms of their customer experience and their ability to access those services. We engaged very much with the sector in a number of ways in order to work out how best to maximise, as I said, getting this funding out and to make it work for local authorities. And we used a number of established groups, including the Local Government Delivery Council, the Local Government Customer Insight Forum, and the REAPs. The REAPs helped us by pointing at maybe some good practice that was already out there so that we knew what the kind of the standard was we were trying to aim for, and as well as helping us promote the funders there. We worked closely with the REAPs on that as well. And there was much more consultation directly with local authorities. We've held a number of workshops to develop, as I said, how we were going to take this approach. And we have a customer insight community of practice online, which you can access through the IDA website. If you're not on it and you're interested in customer insight, I'd absolutely recommend that you do, because there's lots of information on there. And there's about 1,000 different individuals on there, some from central government agencies as well as from different local authorities around the country. In terms of the key work streams that the fund is being targeted at, it's customer insight and or social media. The reason for that is both of those are about better understanding and engaging with customers. Projects can be submitted purely on customer insight or purely on social media or both. It's whatever way works for your particular target priority or target area. We also did a piece of work on Total Place pilots. We'll be in a position to share that in the next couple of weeks. So that was just looking at how they were using customer insight in those Total Place areas, which was in itself quite an interesting review. In terms of customer insight work stream, well, as you'll all know, there's lots and lots of work happening out there in local authorities and indeed more widely across the public sector using customer insight. I don't think there is a local authority that's not using some form of customer insight to some degree or another. However, it tends to be on a service-by-service basis. So it's not an overarching corporate management tool to understand the whole community and the different customer groups so you can better redesign how you would serve that particular community more effectively, but it's done on a service-by-service basis. And what we want to do is try and lift the idea of customer insight as being a strategic management tool across local government and indeed with local partners. So that's part of what this is about. In terms of social media, this is a much newer field, and though you know we all may look at silly videos on YouTube or Twitter, etc., some local authorities have started to use these different mediums as a way of better consulting customers or indeed targeting particular customers about service, about information, etc. So there's opportunities there, as I said, and that's why we're particularly trying to promote that work stream for local authorities to bid for funding specifically around social media as well. In terms of the programme itself, the funding is over 2 years, and that's for a number of reasons. Even if every project started today and 9 months down the road we were able to produce a case study, there's still going to be learning for us to go actively and pick up a year after that, because that's only when the outcomes are actually going to be starting to have an impact in those local areas. And we want to capture that as well as just get your case study at the end of it and say thank you very much. No, it's much more about following the project through and capturing the learning over time to share that more effectively with the sector. But equally, by having a phased approach, what that enables us to do is we may get applications for phases, three for projects that reflect projects that have already started, and we can point them at them to actually take some learning from them so that they're not starting from scratch themselves. So it allows, if you like, to build capacities and skills over time. Equally, change happens, things develop, and as time goes on, it will allow us to look at whether there's particular customer groups that maybe haven't yet been targeted with applications, and then we can work with the sector to identify those. Obviously, as I said, part of the conditions of the funding is to contribute to sharing the learning. And that's, as I said, things like a formal case study. But it's also Phil's here today to share what they've already started. And, he's going to be having plenty of calls from me over time to do similar other sessions to share from their project over time, as well as develop a case study. And, at some point in time in the future, if somebody else is looking at a similar type of project, we'll point them at Phil and they can have a conversation to help them shape their own thinking as well. So it's part of the process to, as I said, make sure we spread the learning effectively as far as possible in order to make this fund stretch as much as we can. In terms of the application process itself, a little bit more detail about the criteria. And it is actually on the front of the application form, and the application form is up on the Community of Practice, as I said, if you haven't seen it already. But even with it being there, some of the applications that we have received to date have missed some of the key criteria, and if you do that, well, that probably is going to mean the project's going to be rejected. So I really want to stress that they're there for a reason. So if you are intending to put together a proposal, please look at the criteria very carefully. And it's not just there to make it difficult for you. What we're trying to encourage is collaborative working in order to tackle some of the big problems and indeed to deliver more efficient and effective services, because the local authority is delivering services, as is the rest of the local public sector family. We don't necessarily join up as well as we could do around customers and obviously duplicate effort in some instances as well. That's why the second part of the criteria there is saying very much taking a strong link to that total place approach. It's about getting the partners together, collaborating around a particular issue or customer group. Obviously, by doing that, you're going to design or redesign a service or access to service, which is going to be much more efficient. What you'll ultimately end up doing is reducing duplication, or you may indeed be able to move people to using access channels across the spectrum, as opposed to always feeling that they have to come physically into your offices or pick up the phone. If the information is available for them online, there's a greater chance for them to use that. Again, what we're trying to use this fund for is to complement work that you're already doing. So you've signed up to local area priorities already, and it makes sense, therefore, to use your customer insight or social media project to actually help you deliver that, rather than doing something completely different, which you may not have the capacity to do anyway. And the other points there about, you know, enhancing empowerment for the citizen, well, by understanding what their needs are, or indeed by engaging with them better, then that will absolutely follow. And what we're trying to do is develop models of practice that can be replicated. What we're saying to you is, and a little bit more about that in a moment, is by focusing on one key area, you build your own capacity internally, and that teaches you new skills and gets the partners working with you. You can then replicate that model internally yourself. But equally, the learning that comes from these projects is going to be shared more widely with the sector, and that's going to be key, that we have projects that are going to be able to be replicated. In terms of key areas that you're going to need to address, this hopefully illustrates in a little bit more detail what I was just trying to say. It's got to be clear that, you know, how you and your partners are going to work together. It's not about listing who you think the relevant partners are, you know, chucking that in the form, but it's actually how and why those particular partners are going to be essential to that particular customer group that you're trying to better serve and better understand. So, for example, you know, if it's a case of looking at NEETs, where you've got typically youths 14 to 19, not in education or employment or in training, very, very challenging group to actually work with. But as a local authority, you're probably investing time and money. Equally, so are other partners in your area. And by perhaps looking at the different segments within those groups, you'll be in a much better position to understand them better and better tailor your responses collectively to try and address that. Equally, it could be a particular challenging issue like fear of crime, where, you know, by using customer insight, you can better consult with the community to understand what are the causes of that fear, and then therefore you might be in a better position to work with your partners to address that. So it's been very, very focused in terms of the priority area that you pick, and it's one, as I said, that's already listed in your LLA priority list. And obviously, what you're trying to do as well is improve access to that service, or improve how that service is going to make a difference for that customer group, and to do so more efficiently. So you do need to spell that out in your proposal as well. Here's an example of one of the projects in a little bit more detail that's gone through before Phil tells you more specifically about the work that they're doing here in Manchester. But this one is Herefordshire, which is where they have a shared chief executive for both the county council and the PCT. They have a higher than national average proportion of older people. They've got pretty good signposting at the moment if somebody presents themselves, or indeed if you know, a family member expresses a concern about an elderly relative. But they've begun to understand that that's not good enough. If they're going to tackle some of the underlying issues about particular health and well-being for some of those particular older people, they need to better understand the groups within that overarching group. So do some segmentation analysis to understand the particular groups. And then equally, they can then do circle of need analysis to understand what their particular needs may be, to then better target them at an earlier stage. And therefore prevent maybe some of the problems developing to being more serious over time. So it's very much focused on tackling a particular problem. They've got the right partners signed up, and ultimately, yes, it will be about delivering efficiency savings in that area, but that's because they're delivering a much more targeted, effective range of services to that particular customer group. So hopefully that kind of gives you a better idea of the kind of themed approach if you yourselves are thinking about putting together a proposal for some funding. We have, as I said, funded 6 initial projects. 5 of those are customer insight, and one of them is on social media. The Cambridgeshire one is the social media. A little bit more information about each of those projects is up on the community of practice. So again, by all means, have a look at it. But what we'll be doing with each of those over time is, you know, getting out and about and showcasing the work that they've been doing as well, as I said, as part of the learning and the sharing. Those are my contact details should you want to follow up. As I said, the email address the web address there is for the communities of practice on the IDA, and I would very much suggest that you do join that community of practice, as you will find a lot of helpful and useful information there. The final thing I will say now is, because this is communities and local government funding, if you're applying, it has to be the lead local authority that does it. Okay, so if you're not from a local authority but another part of the public sector, it doesn't mean you cannot be part of the funding process, but it has to be led by a local authority. Okay? Hopefully that's given you a little bit of an idea in terms of what you need to do. Phil will now tell you a little bit about what they did and, more importantly, what the project's starting to do for them.
The first point to make, I mean, I work for Bolton Council, so some of the things I'm going to tell you about are directly about our experience in the past of doing this type of work. But I'm also representing 8 other local authorities across Greater Manchester, so it's very much that sort of collaborative approach through ACMA. I suppose what I thought might be useful to begin with is to sort of share with you how we arrived at the point where we decided to make an application to this particular fund. And I think to pick up on the point Siobhan made earlier, as a benefits manager, I suppose for me it started last year when the benefit key lines of inquiry came in, and we started looking at that and thinking, well, we do provide a lot of good services to our customers and we hit our targets and we've got good performance, but do we really do enough work around customer insight and understanding really what our customers' needs are? And so that started us thinking about that, and that sort of led to the beginning of this year deciding to apply for some ACMA funding to fund a project specifically around looking at customers that were asset-rich and income poor. That really became an ACMA-wide project because a number of Greater Manchester authorities actually signed up to that project. It was limited funding and it was a very short timescale, so we didn't really have a lot of money to play with to deliver that particular project, but it was more for us, I think, about a proof of concept in terms of saying, right, what are the sort of techniques out there in terms of looking at customer insight, and how do we think we could apply them to our customers? But I think what was really useful for us is that it wasn't just about the benefit services in Bolton. It wasn't just about Bolton. It was about Greater Manchester. So it gave us a flavour, really, of what could be achieved. But I think probably as well left us a bit frustrated because at the end of that project, we didn't really get a definite outcome. And it sort of whet our appetite to sort of take things further. And luckily, the end of that project sort of coincided with the funding becoming available through the CLG. And so we decided that we would put an application in for funding. And the lead authority was Bolton, so we actually made the application. And certainly what was useful was to be able to focus on the criteria for project selection, because it gave us a really clear idea of what we needed to do in terms of that particular application. And I think it's fair to say when that application went in, it was at the amber stage initially. So we did have to do a little bit more work with the support of the IDA to sort of refine really the target group that we were looking at. And what we came up with in the end was looking at developing customer insight to improve take-up of both benefits and services by low-income families with young children. So the sort of asset-rich, income-poor, I think, sort of led us to feel that there was a better target audience in terms of our customers if we had more money and a wider project, and this is the one that we decided to go for, again through consultation with the IDA. And the main objectives that we sort of came up with was to look at our existing data to try and see how we could identify young families, and obviously there was a strong link to the Total Place project across Greater Manchester as well, and then to apply local knowledge to that and other data sets to sort of enrich the data and look if we could target our customers more effectively than we've done in the past. And then to look at using techniques such as circle of need and customer journey mapping, profiling our customers following that, and then using that to inform a marketing campaign to really see if we could sort of target our customers in a way that we hadn't done before, whether we'd get better results as a result of that. We were also quite keen to look at social media because I think it's fair to say a lot of the work we've tended to do in the past as a benefit service has been quite traditional take-up work. And I think we were quite excited at the possibility of bringing in companies that could probably add some value to the project, and we could specifically look at social media as a way to reach these customers. Obviously, there was a commitment to monitor the take-up so that we could have an outcome at the end of that. And really what we wanted to do was develop a framework so that we could transfer those sort of learning and skills to other projects across Greater Manchester. And there was also a commitment to come up with a case study and a business case and a cost-benefit analysis at the end of the project. In terms of sort of how we met or we felt we were meeting the criteria in terms of the application, Crosscut, and I think it goes without saying that this type of project, I don't think you could deliver singularly as an authority effectively, or even just with authorities across Greater Manchester. It was clear that we needed to involve quite a lot of partners in that process. And they're the sort of potential partners that we've been looking at over the last few weeks. The DWP, certainly, our Total Place project team. Salford University have done quite a lot in the area of social media previously. And we needed a customer profiling partner and a circle of need partner. And that's because, basically, I don't think any of us really, in terms of our service delivery, are necessarily experts in data crunching, data analysis, and applying some of these techniques really around customer insight. So we felt we needed people to come in and give us that expertise. And then a whole host of public sector and third sector partners who maybe can add some value to the project for us. And we were looking specifically at organisations such as the CAB and the Credit Union and Employment and Skills Units within the local authorities. This slide really was just to demonstrate how it does link very strongly to Total Place over, across Greater Manchester. So if you look at Workstream 3 there, that's clearly about customer insights. So there's an absolute link into Total Place. And also really to make a point about governance, because I think one of the things that the IDEA were quite clear about was that we needed clear and strong governance in terms of delivering on this project. And I think certainly some of that will come from the AGMA executive, who I think will take a keen interest in the way this project progresses. But we're also developing a project steering group that will be made up of partners and other local authorities in Greater Manchester. In terms of efficiency and promoting efficiency, what we're hoping is that customer profile and insight will identify our target groups, and it'll give us a more cost-effective and innovative way to sort of market to those groups. Because what we've tended to do in the past is mail shots to thousands of customers, and it's been quite a hit-and-miss approach in terms of the success that you get. So if we can sort of target our customers in a much more sort of targeted way, for a better word, we'll sort of get the results, hopefully, that we're looking for. Circles of need work, we're hoping will identify duplication and inform future efficiencies for us. And I think that's an area where we feel the greatest challenge will probably be, because when you start looking at how many services are available through different agencies and how many application forms that people have to fill in to sort of access those services, coming up with a way to sort of streamline that, I think is going to be a real challenge in terms of this project. But we're hoping by getting a range of partners on board that we will come up with some ideas in that area. Also important is empowering our citizens. And again, partners that we're going to bring in to do the Circle of Need and Journey Mapping work for us will certainly be involving young families in that process. So I think it's quite exciting to sort of bring customers in and sort of find out what their needs are, where the barriers are, and maybe get some ideas about how we can develop those services better for them. Obviously, we're hoping that will lead to an increase in terms of take-up and entitlement and access to other services. And the concentration is helping young families to improve their lives, which again fits in with Total Place. In terms of our progress to date, our memorandum of understanding was signed off on the 16th of October, so the project is at a very, very early stage, really. But we have had three project meetings, and only yesterday we had a number of companies delivering presentations who we're hoping are going to be able to help us to deliver the project and add value for us. We've got our GM partners now signed up to the MOU, and we've created our project steering group. So we're at that stage really now where we're kicking off the project. And I just thought it would be useful to sort of show you the timescales that we're certainly looking at. And again, this has been negotiated with the IDEA at the point the funding was agreed. So you can see really for us, the project kicks off this week. We'll be deciding on our partners by the end of this week, and then they will be starting work in terms of doing the profiling work, identifying our customer segmentation and doing the journey mapping for us. But we have given a commitment by the end of January to produce the case study to share with the IDA, so that's a clear milestone for us. But you can see that really it's a fairly tight schedule in terms of what we're looking to achieve, but I think, as Siobhan said, that certainly for us won't be the end of the work that we're going to be doing in this area. Certainly come the end of May, what we're looking to do is have a business case and some practical examples of our marketing strategy that we can then apply to other customer segmentations further down the line. So we're hoping this is something that's going to run certainly a lot longer than May 2010. And I've just got my contact details on the presentation.
Okay, are there any particular initial questions that you may have for us on either of our presentations? If you want to wave at us if you do. Okay, mic's coming over.
One from NWEG. Just very quickly, are there any issues with the funding being capital funding, or is it not capital funding, or is that not an issue?
I'm going to try and answer that question as carefully as I can. Basically, the criteria we've been given from CLG about how this is actually to be spent is for customer insight and social media projects that are delivered to the criteria as has been listed. How a local authority uses that funding to build their own skills and capacity to do so is up to them. So, for example, if you needed it to buy demographic data license, by all means, you can use it for that. Or if you needed it to bring in some skills and capacity, consultancy, or particular techniques, you can do that. So as long as you meet the criteria, you can use the fund as you need to. Was that carefully enough answered? Any other immediate questions from either of our presentations? Now, it's very much over to you. I mean, what I'd like to suggest, use the time now if you want to. If any of you have got thoughts on a particular project that you might want to develop, that you want to, share out loud to get at some of a steer, I'm happy to do that. Or if you've got any particular questions about, the application process, etc. The next phase deadline is at the end of December. But obviously, there's an email address which is listed on the application that you can submit it, whenever before that. But that will be the deadline for the next phase.
It's Michael Jones from Avato Government Services. I'm just interested in how you determine the amount of funding that goes to the project so we can get some feel of scale.
Okay, we ask them to very clearly explain to us how much funding and to justify that funding. Typically, the projects that funded have already been funded so far. There were 6 in the first wave, and there's another 5 that have been identified. We're just going through the process now, sorting out MOUs. They were all typically between 50 and about 100K.
Thank you.
That's not to say, if it was more than that or less than that, it wouldn't be considered, but I'm just saying that's the kind of typical level.
Hello, Phil Swan from NWEG again. Just quickly, could we put in a proposal for a Northwest Customer Insight Academy to do a piece of work that was similar to what you suggested before, looking at all the key customer segments, looking at the channels that are relevant to them, and trying to do that research once across the region rather than everyone doing it in individual authorities and areas?
I would have to kind of get some advice on that from CLG. To date, they've been saying it needs a lead local authority.
We'd have to do a lead local authority.
Sure. But in terms of multiple partners, I think the challenge of what you're saying is you're not going to be able to change everything or work on everything, but there might be a particular key customer group that you wanted to collectively address, or a particular issue, let's say something like fear of crime or whatever. You wanted so it was a very clear theme, and all those partners worked on it together. As long as there's a lead authority and it follows the criteria, then it will be considered.
Because we've done a lot of work with Her Majesty's Prison at Hindley recently, which is interestingly Jeff Little talked about this morning as well, looking at young offenders and looking at reoffending rates and why they're reoffending and so on. And we've done actually some work looking at their needs and mapping services needs and looking at information flows and so on. And there's some really big opportunities that stand out from it, but we'd like to build on it.
Well, there are two Total Place pilots who are about to get some funding to do some work specifically on looking at offender management.
So would we...
Okay. Well, you know, if you've got your own case will be judged on its own merits, but we would say link up.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, absolutely. Because one of the things we want to do is not have everybody reinventing the wheel. We've already said to those two, you're going to have to link up.
Yeah, fantastic.
Will be part of the funding condition.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, back for more.
I'm interested in, as you go through and increase the number of pilots and case studies, how you will share the knowledge across the wider communities and other organisations.
Well, that's going to be something that's obviously going to develop over time, but the plan we've already kind of signed up to, in principle, will range from each one individually having to produce a case study. There will also be responsibilities exactly like Phil is doing, sitting at seminars, meetings, workshops, sharing the learning. What we're also going to suggest, if, let's say, in, you know, two phases time, somebody else puts in a similar type project for their area, we'll say, go talk to Phil, please, before you go any further. We also have the community of practice, where we'll showcase the case studies. On similar themes before, we've held online communities of practice conferences, and there will be other events as well. Equally, there's going to be some work done at a slightly more strategic level, learning that comes out of these projects that maybe highlight particular barriers to collaborative working across the public sector will then be taken up at Local Government Delivery Council to then discuss with central government and say, look, your agency is not working in this particular region, and, you know, they say they can't share data, whereas over in this part of the country they say they can. Help us get this fixed. So, you know, it's not just about sharing the learning in local authorities, it's about developing collaborative capacity across the whole of the public sector. Any other questions or comments? Anybody else want to test out a half an idea in terms of a proposal? No? Well, in that case, I won't stand between you and the door, as it were. Thank you very much for your time and attention this afternoon. I'm happy to stand around for a few minutes if anybody does want to come and grab me, if they've got something particular they'd like to run past me. But as I said, all the information is up on the community practice. Please go there. And if you are interested in getting an application, remember that the next deadline will be the end of December. Thank you. Thank you.